From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell, getting the hour underway with music from Colosseum, a quintet out of the UK, an early example of British prog rock. They came onto the scene in 1969 with their unique fusion of jazz, blues, and rock. Their debut album released that year is entitled Those Who Are About to Die Salute You. Colosseum was Dave Greenslade, keyboards and vocals, James Litherland, guitar and vocals, Dick Hextall-Smith, tenor sax, Tony Reeves, bass, and John Heisman, drums. We'll hear one of the instrumentals from this release. Debut. We'll be right back. Classic sounds from The Soft Machine from 1971 and their album Fourth, the final album to feature the classic core Soft Machine quartet that was Elton Dean, alto sax and sax cello, Mike Ratledge, electric piano, Hugh Hopper, bass, and Robert Wyatt on drums. Robert Wyatt would no longer be part of The Soft Machine after these sessions were recorded in the fall of 1970. The band was augmented by Roy Babington, additional bass, Alan Skidmore, tenor sax, Jimmy Hastings, flute, Mark Cherig, cornet, and Nick Evans on trombone. We heard the opening track, Teeth. Colosseum before that, from their debut album from 1969, Those Who Are About to Die Salute You. We heard Debut. That, along with their second LP from 69, Valentine Suite, combined onto one CD in the early 90s on the Sequel label. We'll turn next to the duo of bass player Gary Peacock, best known for his long association with Keith Jarrett, and pianist Mark Copeland from their 2009 collaboration Insight. This is Rivers Run. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a quartet from Denmark, fronted by guitarist Søren Dahl Jepsen, with Oscar Gudjonsson on sax, Klaus Norgaard bass, and Jakob Hujer on drums. From the 2011 release Red Sky, we heard No Stars Without Darkness. From Italy, a trio calling itself Chat Noir before that, from their 2006 release Adoration, with Michele Ferrari piano, Luca Fogagnolo bass, and Giuliano Ferrari on drums, we listened to Le Réveil du Chat, and we began the set with the duo of Gary Peacock and Mark Copeland, bass and piano. From the album Insight, we heard Rivers Run. You're listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1614. We'll continue on in a quieter, more atmospheric mode for our final set of the hour, as we turn first in the set to German bass player Eberhard Weber, a lifelong recording artist on the ECM label. From 1977 and his album The Following Morning, this track will feature his longtime collaborator Rainer Brüninghaus on electric piano, as well as members of the Oslo Philharmonic. It's the opening track of the release, Tea on a White Horse. Thank you. That's music from Paul McCandless. Paul is best known as the longtime oboe player in the group Oregon. Before that, a member of the Paul Winter Consort, as were the other founding members of Oregon. We heard a track from his debut solo album from 1979, released on the Elektra label. At that time, Oregon was also recording for Elektra the album All the Mornings Bring. Paul McCandless not only featured on oboe on this release, but on other reeds as well, including English horn and flute. He's joined on this album by, among others, Art Land on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, Dave Samuels on vibes and marimba, and various other musicians on reeds and brass. We heard the title cut, All the Mornings Bring. Eberhard Weber before that, with Rainer Brüninghaus on piano and members of the Oslo Philharmonic, Tea on a White Horse, from the album The Following Morning. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.